development is a problem of being privileged and lucky to be in a place where you've got a very established Eras pathway, which is basically offered to everybody. There is no selection criteria for every elective patient they go on it. Don't get me wrong, not every patient succeeds, not every patient passes and all of these things, but it is becoming a natural process. You wouldn't say if this patient for Eras or not Eras at all. It just, they go automatically on this pathway. But I would just defining when I'm trying to measure is what am I measuring first.
I think one of the other things, Nadir, is that your unit, I know, has a low complication rate. And one of the key things coming out in the last 12 months are more papers showing ERAS reduces complications, which we know has both a long-term effect on your health and also on your cancer outcome. So it might be, as you say, because you're an established unit and you don't go wrong many times, you're not picking up the sensitivity so much.
I wish that's true, Mike. That's very kind of you. There is a surgeon who says, I never leak, and there is a surgeon who is a liar. We all have our share. But I think when there is an established system, that is a fact, ERAS reduces complication. When you mobilize a patient, the wound infection, postoperative pneumonia, they've gone. We don't see them in the elective situation. You see the odd ones. Now, I was quite impressed with our survival, about 74%, a 10-year survival, colorectal cancer, all comers is good. Is that related to this? I don't know. We need to kind of understand a little bit more about it.
I mean, we've just published a paper similar to yours, our group, where we showed that you got chemotherapy earlier by about 2 weeks and it led to a 4% long-term improvement in outcome. So I think what you've put is right. So we've got to encourage the oncologists to take our patients up earlier now and offer them earlier chemotherapy. Good. Could I take the next question, please? Take that one first.
Hi, John Knight from Southampton. Question for Liz. Very much enjoyed your talk on introducing the pre-assessment clinic for frail patients. Do you have any data on the effect of introducing the clinic in terms of other ERAS outcomes, such as length of stay or being able to...
Not yet, to be honest. I think we've now had about 50 patients through the pathway, and I think we just need to collect a bit more data. We're collecting the outcome data, we're collecting length of stay, we're collecting deviance from or variance from the expected length of stay, which is probably more important, and also post-operative outcomes like delirium. So probably another 6 months or so, we might have some outcome data.
Thank you.
Could I take a question in the middle there, please? The lady in the middle. Okay, that's fine.
A bit of both, and that's why it takes longer to set up services. What we have a good standard pre-assessment clinic, and I've worked closely with the charge nurse in that clinic for some time. The funding we got, we didn't get any funding for any medical input like myself, which I think is a limiting factor in this pathway, but we did get additional nursing staff for the pre-admission clinic because it takes longer to do a frailty pre-admission clinic as standard. So what we did end up getting is two extra band 5 nurses so that we could run two clinics that took a longer time. It's the same workload, but you know, we're adding an extra half hour onto their appointments. So we have two clinics a week now designated frailty, and we also, one of these nurses comes out and does the post-operative ward rounds with me in the mornings. So that's what we worked out we needed, having looked at the activity from the frailty audit. The difficulty we've had, and I'm sure everyone has the same experiences, is just sickness, pressure of work. So it has taken us longer to get the post-operative pathway going, but we are now doing that. And I think what we actually do need is we need additional sort of medicine of the elderly input.
Thank you. Another question at the front there.
Yes, so we worked with the Birmingham Cancer Network Service Improvement Group, who took some time to